Human rights groups have reported a sharp rise in deaths in Iran after a severe crackdown against protests which have spread across the country. The US-based human rights activist news agency has said it has verified the deaths of almost 500 protesters. Other estimates put the death toll at over 2,000. The demonstrations began 2 weeks ago in response to the collapse of the currency and a spike in the cost of living, but they've since broadened into one of the most serious challenges to the authorities since the Islamic Revolution nearly 50 years ago. The US President Donald Trump has threatened military action against Iran for harming protesters. Iran says it would mount revenge attacks if that happens. Let's get some analysis now and speak with Fawaz Gurgaiz, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics. Professor Gurgaiz, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
How significant a challenge are these protests now to the current Iranian regime?
Very, very significant. I would say the Islamic Republic faces the greatest threat to its survival since the revolution in 1979. What Iran faces today is a perfect storm. The convergence of domestic vulnerabilities, basically the collapse of the economy, with international threats, particularly from the United States and Israel. So I think we're going to see in the next few weeks whether the clerics in Iran could really somehow overcome the convergence of domestic vulnerabilities of international threats. But in the meantime, it seems to me that many people have been killed and thousands have been injured and also incarcerated.
And the regime is promising further tough action if those protests continue. But what's your sense of how great the desire for change in Iran is now? I mean, are enough people likely to be willing to put their lives on the line to fight for change?
Well, you know, for your own listeners, I mean, people are really desperate now in Iran. Just to give you an idea what we're talking about, you know, from the general into the specific. The currency, the Iranian rial, has lost almost 70% of its value. Inflation is over 70%. Massive unemployment. People cannot really afford basic living standards. The American and European sanctions have really pauperized Iran in the past 40 years. Massive economic mismanagement on the part of the authorities and systemic corruption. Not to mention Israel and American attacks on Iran in June. So what you have now is a desperate situation. People are angry, even though the current wave of protest started really mainly by the merchants, by the bazaaris. But of course, it has escalated. And what's really unique about this wave of protest, it's demographically diverse. You have merchants, you have students, you have workers, you have professionals, and this really represents a critical threat to the foundation of the Islamic Republic.
The US President Donald Trump has threatened action against Iran, possibly military action. A decision on that, I think, will be taken possibly tomorrow. How would an intervention like that be viewed by the protesters and by the opposition?
Well, regardless of whether Donald Trump orders attacks on Iran or not, I think it will most likely be counterproductive. President Trump is cynically exploiting the legitimate grievances of the Iranian people. And I think Donald Trump and Israel have allowed the Islamic clerics to basically portray the protest as rioters and traitors and agents, foreign conspirators. So I think it does not really serve the interest of the Iranian people for the United States to meddle in the internal affairs of Iran. And let's keep in mind that Donald Trump is not a Democrat. Donald Trump does not really care about human rights and democracy in Iran. We know exactly what he cares about is oil. He himself violates the American Constitution. Donald Trump is turning the United States more and more into an authoritarian state. So at the end of the day, the world will do best if it leaves the Iranian people alone to determine their own affairs. I'm not saying that the Iranian people does not need support. Of course they do. They need solidarity. They need more pressure on the Iranian authorities. But at the end of the day, regardless of what happens, any kind of solution for the Iranian crisis has to really come from within, a kind of a social contract between the massive protesters and some elements of the regime that really would like also to take Iran from the stage of authoritarianism into a more forward-looking and inclusive and transparent society.
Fawaz Gergez, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics, thank you for speaking with us this morning. It's 26 minutes past 8.